As we go 20 minutes after 11 o'clock, it's time for us to jump straight into some money matters. Very important conversation that we need to have today, because these days we're on our phones, I think, more than ever before. There is an app for everything. There is a subscription for everything. And mobile services have provided so much convenience to our lives, especially now in the time of this pandemic, in the time of lockdown, us spending more time at home. It makes our lives easy when it comes to entertainment, payment services, and even creating editing tools on a subscription. It's a subscription away. Everything is a subscription away. However, as this mobile ecosystem continues to grow, it has become a playground for easy, targeted mobile crime. And our expert today weighing in on this issue, and of course giving us some much needed tips into how to protect ourselves from WASPA, Ilanka Badenhorst. Welcome to Good Up FM.
Good morning, Leanne. Thanks for having us on the show.
I'm so happy to have you, because I think so many of us have been victims of this terrible crime in our pockets, the dark side of mobile services. Let's start with how this growing mobile ecosystem is changing the fraud game.
Well, Leanne, it's fascinating. According to the 2020 State of the ICT Sector Report, compiled by Ecosm, if a smartphone penetration has surpassed 90% mark in 2019. So that means we've moved away from that feature phone era, you know, with limited abilities, into the smartphone era, where we've got endless options and access to information. A report by GSMA states that more than 500 million people in sub-Saharan Africa subscribed to mobile services during 2020. But now, with all of these advantages and benefits, there's unfortunately this dark side, you know, and criminals are all over the place in the mobile space as well. Statistics show that one out of every three mobile subscription attempts in South Africa is fraudulent.
Wow.
And if we have to put that into context, the statistics show that almost $4 billion US dollars was lost in 2022 in Africa due to mobile fraud.
That is crazy. That is crazy. Ilanka, you are the managing director at WASPA, so I'm sure you see these kind of things all the time. What are some of the common mobile service fraud incidents that's faced by consumers?
I think we see new scams and new criminal activity on a daily basis, but I think I'm just going to focus on one or two major ones where I think consumers can get some value out of it. One big thing is malware and spyware. Mm. So this is when consumers go to app stores and they download applications onto their phone to use. And unknowingly or without their knowledge, these apps then download malware onto their phones, and then they run around and it leads to unauthorized transactions, etc. Another big mobile scam that that people are not aware of is public Wi-Fi spoofing. Mm. Now with COVID and so many people working remotely and quickly working from a coffee shop, or when you're traveling, working from the airport, it's so important to look out and not always use these open Wi-Fi networks, and not to access your banking apps, for example, or any confidential information, because hackers usually sit and they take your information, and then this can lead to financial loss and things like identity theft.
That is so crazy.
And another big thing, which I think consumers still fall for, is what we call phishing and smishing. Mm. When you get an SMS or an email from, you know, it looks like it appears to be a legitimate place where you've got an account or from your bank, and they're asking you for information. And consumers, unfortunately, give them that information, their access details or how to reset their passwords. And then criminals take this information, and the next moment you see your bank account is empty or your airtime has been stolen.
Let me tell you, I have a pain in my heart just when you say those words, because I think we've all experienced seeing money go out of our bank account that is not authorized by us. Ilanka, how is the industry regulated, and where can consumers go to report these incidents?
Well, with regards to like our personal information specifically, luckily we now have the Protection of Personal Information Act, which is coming into full force very soon, where the information regulator has been established with a specific objective of protecting citizens' personal data. But within the mobile space specifically, this is regulated by WASPA. And all of the players within this market have to adhere to our very strict code of conduct. which is monitored on a daily basis by a team to make sure that all the rules are followed. And if any consumer feels that, you know, within the mobile space that they've been exposed to a scam or that their airtime has disappeared, they can go onto our website and lodge a complaint or a query, and we will then assist them to investigate.
Yeah. Any final words as we wrap this up, Ilonka? I know that this is a $1 trillion industry that is probably going to continue to grow in astronomical ways, but we need control. We need safety, especially for us poor consumers who I feel like we feel so violated on a daily basis. What are your words or advice for anybody right now who's maybe feeling like I need to be more on top of things when it comes to missing data, unauthorized payments, illicit spam, intrusive marketing or mobile marketing, etc., etc., etc.?
I think that there's so many advantages, but consumers need to be safe. And one of the predominant things is consumers need to read. Before you click on anything, before you accept anything in the mobile space, read. Make sure that you understand what you're getting into. And then the basic things, like use your incognito mode when you're searching on your browser. Clear your cookies and your search history on all of your devices on a regular basis. And I cannot emphasize this enough. Become the master of your own privacy and security settings. If you download an app, go in, limit the audience that can see the things that you interact with, limit the information that you share publicly, and don't always share your location, especially when it's on social media apps, etc. And something that you normally forget is choose strong and unique passwords and change them regularly. Just these couple of small things can help you to protect yourself and your data.
Beautiful stuff. Beautiful stuff. Ilonka, thank you so much for joining us. I'm sure we'll have a lot more to talk about as, you know, the times go on, but we do appreciate you making time for us today. I know how busy you are.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely day.
It's a pleasure. There we go. Ilonka Badenhorst, Managing Director at Mobile Application Service Regulator, WASPA. And we were talking about crimes in your pocket, the dark side of mobile services, as we continue to use more and more apps and subscriptions for everything these days. Mobile services have provided, yes, so much convenience to our sides, but there is a downside and a dark side to it. Like Ilonka says, just make sure that you are aware of everything that's happening and protect your privacy as much as you can. That is Money Matters for today. Money, money, money.